The village of Island Pond in the Northeast Kingdom is becoming the maple sugar capital of North America. An out-of-state company called Sweet Tree has bought about 7,000 acres and tapped 100,000 trees this year. But as VPR's Charlotte Albright recently learned, they don't want to make the stuff you put on pancakes.
Before Sweet Tree started stringing its blue sap lines, the newest maple producer in this remote area was April's Maple. 3 years ago, April LeMay left a corporate job in Boston to return to her birthplace and make about 4,000 gallons of syrup from 800 acres of forest land that's been in the family for generations. Fresh sap streams into a holding tank in a sugar house attached to a cafe and store. LeMay has invested in high-tech equipment.
So backyard boilers often come in here and they walk in and they lose their breath at first and they with envy like, oh, I wish I could have this. And then when you go to Sweet Tree, you'll see that it can be industrial.
So industrial, she hopes, that Sweet Tree will not venture into her small specialty market for syrup, maple creams, and candies. About 15 miles down a potholed Route 114, Sweet Tree CFO Michael Argelin is showing its new processing plant to economic development officials. He starts with a reassuring announcement.
We're not going to sell syrup. We're going to use the syrup to make other things. So this way we won't disrupt the maple market in the state or in the United States. So we're not going to dump product just to make money, that kind of thing.
Then over this way.
Argelin leads his guests into a room with a commercial stove, but dodges questions about what he, a chemist, might cook up there.
Is that for
test products?
Test products.
That's pretty much what it is, just test products.
That refrigerator is.
But Argelin eventually drops a tantalizing hint. He says his wife is trying out one of his experiments, a facial scrub made from the gritty maple sand left behind after boiling. That gets a smile from David Snedeker, executive director of the Northeast Vermont Development Association. He likes what he's heard about a value-added production line.
And then it'd be nice if there's some spin-off activity from that in the community. So.
And there's more good economic news. Jacques Letourneau of the Canadian company Bernard & Sons is trying to set up a network of American producers to help meet growing worldwide demand.
And that's why we decided to get a warehouse in Island Pond, about 15,000 square feet, where we can expand that network, but on the U.S. side.
Both Bernard's warehouse and the Sweet Tree building used to be owned by Ethan Allen Furniture, which closed in Island Pond in 2001. Maple sugaring may not replace hundreds of those lost jobs, but it's one way to sustain the same working forests that used to yield tables and chairs. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.